From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Zachary Matston is reporting for the Daily Gazette that Skidmore College has announced U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, will debate her Republican challenger, Chili Farley, on October 21st. The debate will take place in the Arthur Zankel Music Center on Skidmore's Saratoga Springs campus. Both campaigns last month agreed to the debate, according to a Skidmore media release. Some tickets will be available to the public through pre-registration. The hour-long debate will be moderated by Liz Benjamin, host of Capital Tonight, and Earl Lewis, a political anchor for New York One. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Bruce Goldling is reporting for the New York Post. The lawyer for the company whose stretch limo was involved in the horrific crash that killed 20 people in Schoharie County over the weekend has denied that safety violations uncovered during an inspection last month caused the vehicle to blow past a stop sign and smash into a drainage ditch. Prestige Limousine lawyer Lee Kindlin told CBS News, and I quote, "I don't think that these infractions were what led to the tragedy," end quote. In another interview, Kindlin said that the limo safety issues, and I quote, had been addressed and corrected, end quote. Kindlin also disputed a statement from Governor Andrew Cuomo that the Department of Transportation found problems with the vehicle's, and I quote, suspension system, chassis system, braking system, end quote. Kindlin said, and I quote, "The inspections last month were minor things, windshield wipers, a latch on the windshield that needed to be fixed," end quote. All 17 passengers and the driver, who was not properly licensed, were killed in the October 6 crash outside the Apple Barrel Country Store and Cafe on Route 30A in Schoharie. Two bystanders were also killed when they were hit by a parked car struck by the limo in the store's parking lot. Read the full story in the New York Post. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. State Senate candidate Democrat Aaron Glad has received the endorsement of Republican Roy McDonald. McDonald lost the Republican line in a heated primary to Senator Kathy Marchione in 2012. McDonald and Glad both served in the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division, one of the Army's most decorated units. Both saw combat, Glad in Afghanistan and McDonald in Vietnam. McDonald said he has known Glad for 10 years and was impressed with how he overcame an impoverished upbringing in Saranac Lake. Glad's opponent, Republican Daphne Jordan, has served as Marchione's legislative director for 6 years. Jordan announced over the weekend that she was endorsed by the Police Benevolent Association of New York State. The association represents about 1,200 officers from the Park Police, state universities, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Forest Rangers. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting postal workers concerned about the Trump administration's idea to privatize the Postal Service rallied at the intersection of Route 17K and 300 in Newburgh October 8th to send their message to the public. Union Local 3722 President Diana Klein said privatizing the service would mean a decline in customer service and delivery. Klein said, and I quote, "Not only would the prices go up, but if you are in a rural area, you are not going to get served. They are going to take the areas where they are going to be able to make the most money and be easiest, and that is all they're going to serve. So service will not get better. It will get more expensive," end quote. She said U.S. Representatives John Faso and Sean Maloney both support a move to keep the Postal Service as is. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.